Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1309, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my credentials and my background, definitely check out a Q&A episode from earlier this month. Or you can always go to our website and find more about me there, oldpodcast.com. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short. So let's get right to today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. Thanks for the podcast and for all that you do. I've been an avid listener for years now, and it's really helped me out. I'm 35 and I weigh 185 pounds and I'm on month 8 of a lean bulk and I'm adding about 1.4 pounds of, it looks like muscle, almost entirely muscle per month. And I'm targeting 200 grams of protein and 225 grams of carbs a day. The issue I'm calling about is timing. So during the day, I'm able to eat mostly lean protein. That's all good. But by the time the evening rolls around, I'm stressed from a long day of work. Usually have a drink, and at that point, I end up eating too many carbs. I still hit my goal of 200 grams of protein and less than 225 grams of carbs. But in a given evening, I'm easily eating 1,000 calories. How badly am I harming my progress, I guess, by eating that many carbs that late at night? Thanks again for your help.
Thank you so much for your question, caller. And thank you for being a longtime listener. I'm so glad you enjoy the podcast, but most of all, that you find it helpful. First, I must mention that your dedication to your health is so very inspiring. The fact that you've been so consistent with not only your exercise, but reaching your nutrient targets as well is amazing. This is not easy. I'm thrilled that you've been making such consistent gains in what seems to be your muscle mass. Now, if you were to twist my arm, which based on your workout routine, you could probably do quite easily. And if you were to ask me point blank, whether consuming highly processed carbohydrates late at night is causing you any damage, I would say probably not. So there you go, show's over. All right, you twisted my arm, I'll explain. You mentioned that even when you consume these highly processed carbohydrate-rich foods late in the evening, you still seem to be meeting your nutrient targets. This is one reason why I'm not super concerned about it. Now, if you happen to ask me whether consuming these foods is potentially holding you back from maximizing your potential, well, that's another story. In that case, I would confidently say, maybe. Here's the deal. Everyone's body metabolizes nutrients a little bit differently. For example, those who may not be as consistent with their physical activity are more likely to process and store the foods they eat as fat. Someone that is consistently active is more likely to shuttle the nutrients they consume as stored sugar, also known as glycogen, or use those nutrients to help rebuild muscle instead of storing it as fat. Not only that, but someone that is consistently active is more likely to burn fat as fuel all the time. When they're working out, watching the entire 4-hour Snyder cut of Justice League in one sitting, or even while sleeping. But this only explains part of what's going on. I haven't yet mentioned the importance of the other meals and snacks that take place during the day, Oh, and sleep patterns seem to play a role in all of this too. The American Heart Association recently published a statement on meal timing. They didn't address consuming highly processed carbohydrate-rich foods specifically, but their main takeaways are still worth mentioning. They said that when you look at what's been published in the past, it seems like late-night eating can increase a person's risk for developing obesity, metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, and even cardiovascular disease. But they said that this is misleading. Well-designed studies are being conducted and aren't finding that late-night eating is necessarily a problem. It really depends on the person and their lifestyle. For example, many of us would define 11:30 p.m. as being late night. But what if you didn't wake up until noon that day? Well, if you didn't wake up until noon, now 11:30 p.m. is dinner time. This is where our sleep patterns can play a role. When we think about meal quality and meal timing, if our meals throughout the day are well planned and balanced, then consuming food late at night may not be an issue. If we skip breakfast and lunch and have one meal before bed, well, that may pose some health problems. Not necessarily because of meal timing, but because that meal will likely not be well balanced, and because one meal will probably not provide all the nutrients the body needs for the day. Now, I mentioned something about eating to maximize your potential. I know it can be difficult to give up some of those carb-rich foods, especially at the end of the day. These foods release dopamine in the brain, making us feel more calm and relaxed. They seem to help us de-stress, so I get it. But some early studies are finding that drinking a high-protein beverage that contains about 150 calories before bed may be helpful for rebuilding muscle and increasing resting metabolic rate in those that participate in regular physical activity. So, if you're able to swap some of those carbohydrate-rich foods for maybe a glass of milk before bed instead, it may help maximize muscle growth and increase your metabolism the next morning. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And thank you so much again for the question, caller. Now, if you want your question answered right here on the show, send one in. You can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. And if you want to send one in via audio, just like today's listener, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record right from your computer. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.